Well, I'm going to take things back to the world of the ocean again. And
oh, you.
I know. But it's not all good news again, I'm afraid. Debate continues to rage on as to how we're going to solve the ongoing problem of global emissions of carbon dioxide from burning things like fossil fuels. Well, a new study has just come out and it's shown that if we're not careful, then growing crops to turn into biofuels could spell disaster in the sea, which is something we might not expect to see at all. And that's because it could very much worsen so-called marine dead zones, where wildlife is wiped out by depleted levels of oxygen.
Now, this sounds like quite a bummer, really, because I think a lot of people are pinning their hopes on biofuels. But how do fuels grown on land affect the sea? I mean, what's the connection?
Well, basically, these marine dead zones, as they're called, they're an increasing phenomenon, unfortunately, around the globe. We've talked about them before on The Naked Scientist. And they happen because fertilisers that are applied to agricultural land, and of course that includes biofuel crops as well, so that's where they come in. If a lot of those will tend to end up washing into coastal waters, and there they trigger blooms of algae. Usually it's tiny little phytoplankton, or sometimes things like seaweeds, will grow in abundance. They will eventually die and sink down to the seafloor, where bacteria break them down, and that uses up all the oxygen in the water. Now, because of this, every year a huge and growing area of the sea becomes anoxic. It has no oxygen, and that's really unable to support wildlife. In 2008, the dead zone in the northern Gulf of Mexico was more than 27,000 square kilometres, and that is huge. That's nearly half the size of England. It's the size of the state of Massachusetts. It's enormous. Now, Christine Costello and W. Michael Griffin and colleagues from the Carnegie Mellon University and from the University of Pittsburgh in the US have developed a computer model of that particular area of the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and they've used it to predict what might happen if more biofuels are planted. Now, biofuel crops, that is. And that's something that the US federal government is really pushing for in an attempt to tackle climate change. And they actually want to see 36 billion gallons of biofuels produced by 2022. Now, if that happens, it could well mean that achieving another target, which is to curb the growth of that dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, is going to be virtually impossible.
Oh, catch 22.
I know, exactly. It's bad news in some ways, but Costello and Griffin, what they did was they basically tested various scenarios for how this desired increase in biofuel production might be achieved, including using different types of crops. But even if they used grasses, which don't need so much fertiliser, you still see this massive increase in nitrates flooding into the Gulf of Mexico.
That sounds really nasty. I mean, should we just give up on the whole idea of crop biofuels? Is there anything that can be done?
Exactly. So I think the importance of a study like this is just to really remind us that we've got to think about all the different consequences, the environmental consequences of something like growing crops for biofuels. We talk a lot about its food and so on, and that's important. But also, what other effects is it going to have? But the authors do point out that there are various options available for reducing the impacts of nutrient runoff from agricultural land, and that includes things like planting strips of vegetation along the edges of rivers. That's called a vegetative buffer strip, and as well as constructing areas of wetland. And also, if you're very careful about how fertilisers are applied, then that can also reduce the amount that gets washed off, because we don't want that anyway. That's useless if it all gets washed away and it's not being used to fertilise the crops. So these are the sorts of things I think we should be promoting, especially if crop-based biofuels are to have any hope at all of being a solution, a green solution for the future.
I've got a vegetative buffer strip. It's called my sofa.
Excellent.
You vegetate on it